to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I saw the headline on the Daily Mail was Shirley Temple Black, stardom killed her childhood, and I didn't get that impression from the way she described it at all. She seemed to be having a good time.
Yeah, and she is. It's interesting. The American Film Institute lists her as one of the 25 greatest actors in film history.
Was there anything cuter?
And the most crackers in my soup. Most of them rabbits eat the loot. Gosh, oh, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one.
That's cute. And every
Do you know that she never got the part that she most wanted?
Which was?
And because of a contract dispute, she was going to be Dorothy in Wizard of Oz.
There are hosts David Bowes and Michael Medved commenting on the passing of Shirley Temple Black this week. In the last few days, we've lost a number of entertainment icons, three that I can think of at the moment, Shirley Temple, Sid Caesar, and Ralph Waite from the Waltons. Celebrity deaths number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our review of the hot hits in talk radio, the week of February the 10th to the 14th, 2014, in our focus. So, as you know, if you're a follower of this program, we review the top 10 hits in talk radio, top topics, as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. This week, celebrity deaths in the number 10 position. Let's see here, number 9, a gay NFL prospect. And what's going on in sports talk radio in the countdown? Here's sports talk host Pat Caputo talking to one of his callers about Michael Sam and whether the NFL is ready for its first openly gay player.
The situation with Sam, here's a guy that was the SEC defensive player of the year, and he's a really good football player. He's an NFL prospect. He's kind of a mid-range, type of guy. And, I saw a lot of the different reports, with people who wouldn't speak on the record saying, they don't want the quote-unquote distraction on the team because it's going to be all about him. And then others, here's how I view it. I think that the world, has come a long way and looked at the situation with homosexuality in general a lot different. And it's still the sensitive subject for a lot of people on both ends of the issue. Even people who aren't homophobic don't have hate in their heart in regard to it. Because of religious reasons, they look at it and do things. But, I don't think it's going to be that big an issue. I do kind of agree with you that a lot has been made of it. I just don't think that once he shows up at training camp, anybody's going to care about it that much. And I think once you have one gay player and then you have like five, and then, the percentage of homosexuals in this country, a lot of people say it's in the double digits. I don't know how you pull that, but I've seen it, 9-10%.
They're going to be 9 or 10%
of the players in the NFL are going to be gay, and people are going to get used to it who are on both sides of the fence. I think there's going to be some homophobic behavior, which is going to be unfortunate. It'll get shouted down pretty quickly because people now look at it and understand it. I have to say this. I've never thought much about homosexuality in our country. This is the honest truth. I don't know many people that are homosexual. It just has, it's by chance. In my life that I've had family members that I've been close to or in my immediate family who've been gay. Growing up, I didn't have any gay friends, at least ones that I knew that were gay. And it wasn't because I was homophobic or anti-gay people or anything like that. They just didn't cross my path. So I'm not, overly familiar with it. I do know this. I don't like the use of the F word. I've never liked that word. I don't like any of the bullying that's gone on about it. I've changed my view on same-sex marriage as time has gone on. I wasn't for it. It didn't make sense to me. Then I started to think and understand and read and just talk to people, gay people on occasion, telling me that, look, just because somebody has a different view or a different sexual orientation that you can't make sense of doesn't mean that they don't have the right to do some of the things that people who are heterosexual do, including marriage. But I changed my view on that. I support gay marriage now.
Up next, Iran, Comcast, and the NSA all here in our Focus on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank America Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank America Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
The 2014 Identity Fraud Report was released today by Javelin Strategy and Research with some interesting results. Al Pasquale, Senior Analyst, Security Risk and Fraud at Javelin Strategy and Research, has more.
According to the report, the number of identity fraud victims increased by 500,000 to 13.1 million U.S. consumers in 2013. That's the second highest number since the study began. Data breaches also became more damaging than ever, with one in three people who received data breach notification letters becoming an identity fraud victim. There's encouraging news, however, as the total amount stolen decreased from $21 billion to $18 billion.
With a new incident of identity fraud occurring every 2 seconds, consumers should take simple steps to protect themselves, such as immediately reporting any suspicious activity that may be fraudulent to banks and credit card companies, enlisting professional institutions to help monitor their personal and financial information, and taking any data breach notification seriously. For more tips and information, visit idsafety.net. That's Newsbreak from Javelin Strategy and Research and Intersections.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, Iran, at number 8 on the countdown. Here's host Jeff Kuhner talking about Iran sending their Navy pretty close to the United States maritime borders in the Atlantic during the course this past week.
One of the top admirals in Iran's Navy publicly announced that a huge Iranian naval fleet containing a destroyer, numerous other ships containing helicopters, now are approaching. They have now passed South Africa. They're now in the Atlantic Ocean. They are now heading towards the maritime borders of the United States. They essentially are now trying to show the United States and show the world that they now have a Navy that can approach our borders. And if need be, should there be a war between Israel and Iran, should there be a war between the United States and Iran, should we decide to bomb their nuclear facilities, or even if we don't bomb their nuclear facilities, if the Israelis decide on their own to bomb their nuclear facilities, they have the capability, they have the means, they have the power to now put warships right off of our borders and then attack our cities on the coast, and in particular, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Miami, wherever along the coastline they feel they need to be able to station their ships to be able to hit our cities. That's what they now are showing the world and the United States, that they can do it. Furthermore, as they are now sending their warships to our borders, in a deliberate act of provocation, in a deliberate act of saber rattling, in a deliberate act to intimidate the United States and to intimidate the American people.
The Comcast Time Warner cable deal, number 7 on the countdown. Host Susan Rose talking to CBS financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about this $45 billion deal.
Comcast offering more than $45 billion to buy Time Warner, a move that could reshape the nation's cable landscape. What do you make of this?
Well, I made that I got up at midnight and woken out of a dead sleep to hear about news that we had mostly been expecting, but not this minute. So here's why this is so interesting. You know, this has been kind of chatted about for a while. Charter Communications has made 3 different offers to Time Warner Cable. The last one was valued at about, I think, $132. And Time Warner kind of rejected it, like, almost like blowing it off, like saying, oh, you guys are crazy. You're not paying enough for us. We really want more. We want $160 a share. And many in the business really thought, well, this thing is going to just be a long, drawn-out battle. Then we hear news that Charter came back with that nearly $160. It's $158.82. And so this is, again, $23 above where Time Warner Cable's trading right now. It's a huge boon to Time Warner investors. Now, for the customers, we don't know. This is going to face intense regulatory scrutiny. It is going to be a big deal. And, you know, I don't think it's a slam dunk that the deal gets done, because just look at what we saw this week with Sprint and T-Mobile. I think that regulators are feeling a little bit anxious about having big companies combine in a very uncrowded space.
You know, we've been through mega mergers before, and usually they're not that good for the consumer, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the worst part, because when you're talking about two big companies, what will often happen is when you're taking one big player out of the picture, consumers are now going to be facing potentially higher rates.
The NSA spying lawsuit, number 6 on the countdown. Here's Leland Conway, a host in Kentucky, talking to Senator Rand Paul about the lawsuit that Paul has filed against the president's administration and the NSA.
The lawsuit against the NSA, let us have it.
Well, we'll be taking the trek down to the district court here in D.C. and filing lawsuit. We think that a single warrant should not apply to all and every American's phone records. And this is an important part of the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment says you have to have an individual warrant. It has to have someone's name on it and has to specify what they want. So we are going to challenge Obama in court. It'll be me versus the president. So we're looking forward to it.
Do you? I also understand you've got Ken Cuccinelli on your team, the former attorney general of Virginia, who first sued Obamacare. He's got some experience in going after the administration, doesn't he?
Yeah, he knows where the Supreme Court is. He's been there. This is a very talented attorney, former attorney general of Virginia, who filed the first lawsuit on Obamacare. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to having him represent us down there. And I think we have a great chance. Several of the justices have indicated that they think the government's gone too far and that really that the previous cases aren't quite what this is because of technology. And so I think the court is going to be interested in hearing this.
Can we still keep America safe while defending the Fourth Amendment?
Yeah, and in fact, most of the studies now that have come out where the NSA has said, oh, we need to get all the Americans' records to be safe, have turned out to be false. They said there were 55 terrorist plots they stopped. Turned out, on closer examination, really none of them were stopped through this method. They were stopped with this method and or other methods. Really, the traditional method is we think someone is a terrorist, we get a warrant, we get their phone records. If they made 100 phone calls, we have to get 100 more warrants. But the judges usually will give these warrants, but you have to go one step at a time. But you can't just sort of grab up all of the records for every American without any suspicion or probable cause. So we think we are on good standing here, and that if we don't stop the government now, there's really no limit to what the government will be doing. And I don't think every American wants their what books they read, what magazines they read, what they watch on TV, what they spend on their credit card. I don't think that's public information. That should be private unless a judge thinks you've committed a crime.
Up next, the winter weather and a focus on immigration. Discussions continue when we resume our coverage of what's going on in the world of talk radio here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're back into the action here on the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, number 5 on the countdown. The winter weather, oof, man, what a blast, huh? Literally as well as figuratively. Here's host Dan Mason. He thinks too much is being made of all these winter storms, too much talk about them.
Are we a nation of wimps? I think perhaps the answer could be yes. Because all of a sudden, back east, they've got some more winter to deal with, including the South, where let's be fair, they don't get this very often. You know, Atlanta was paralyzed a couple of weeks ago, and now they're getting it again. Now, having said that, I don't want to make light of the fact there are 500,000 people that don't have power. Okay, so it is a serious storm, but my goodness, it's like the apocalypse has returned. And oh, by the way, when did we start naming winter storms? Winter storm packs. This one is being called. Well, we can blame the Weather Channel for that one, which might explain why a lot of us didn't know, you know, that it was going on. But just look at the headlines that greeted me this morning. South Seas beginning of crippling ice storm. New storm has South bracing for the worst. Historic catastrophic winter storm. Travel impossible. Flights canceled. Amtrak canceled. Panicked shoppers fight over food. I mean, seriously?
Number 4 item on the countdown, immigration reform. Here's host Richard Dixon talking to Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama about the problems that the senator has with the president's handling of immigration reform.
I know you've got at least something to say about the president's most recent executive order loosening immigration restrictions on people with some tangential terror ties. It used to be like, if you ever were within, you know, 6 degrees of a terrorist, we don't want anything to do with you. And he's now loosened that up to be like, it's okay if you loaned money to a terrorist or something like that. We're okay with it. We don't have a problem with it. And I know your office is a little peeved about this.
Well, first of all, it's contrary to the law that Congress passed, the president, former president signed in the early 2000s after 9/11. And look, you know, I know how investigative agencies work. They don't have time to go and investigate all these cases. So if you've been traveling with or assisting or working with some terrorist, I mean, now we're going to have conduct a trial in Syria to determine whether or not you should be admitted to the United States. So the Congress was pretty clear in saying if you've got these connections, you should not be admitted. But if you make a good case, you can have, under the law, an individual hearing, and you can be admitted. And if the people in the State Department or CIA or the Army say that you're a good person, they could still be admitted. So, but this altered the fundamental law by executive order, which is another one of the overreaches that a lot of my constituents keep asking me about and are very concerned about. You know, he issued orders with regard to enforcing immigration law that basically blocked the officers from doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
The ICE Officers Association, amazingly, filed a lawsuit against Napolitano and their supervisor, John Morton, and said, you're requiring us to violate our oath to follow the law, and that this can't be upheld. A judge heard it for some time and was critical of the administration, but it was knocked out on a technicality. So at any rate, I just would say that we have this throughout the government. I think the American people are right to be concerned. I think Congress is going to have to be more assertive in defending its legitimate constitutional power.
Immigration reform is the fourth most talked about item, the big topics of the week here on the weekly talk radio countdown show. So let's see where we've been in this half hour. Celebrity deaths number 10, the gay NFL prospect number 9, Iran number 8, the Comcast Time Warner cable deal number 7, the NSA number 6, winter weather number 5, immigration reform number 4. So, we'll spend the next half hour talking about the debt ceiling amongst other things, and then we'll let you be on the edge of your chair for the other two coming right up here on the countdown.
Talk radio countdown.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number three in the countdown, the debt ceiling being increased one more time. Here's host Rob Schilling talking to Robert Romano from Americans for Limited Government about the Republican leadership in the House caving in and voting with the Democrats on this bill to raise the debt ceiling.
What can you tell us about this vote? It seems so stinky that most of the Republicans voted against it, but the leadership all voted for it. Why?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask. They supposedly didn't have the votes to attach anything to the debt ceiling, whether that would be something to do with military veterans' pension benefits that got screwed up in the Ryan Murray budget deal, or dealing with Obamacare, or dealing with IRS targeting. Our view was that it would have been a good opportunity to take on the IRS targeting of the Tea Party and other 501c4s, by including a restriction against the IRS issuing any new regulations to do with that and political speech and the assault on the First Amendment that's going on right now. But, I mean, it could have just as easily been Obamacare that they were going to take on. Recall back in August, they were saying, oh, don't use the continuing resolution to take on Obamacare. Let's use the debt ceiling. And if you recall, they did use the continuing resolution, that is, until the debt ceiling came up in October, and then Republicans capitulated on Obamacare and on the shutdown. They reopened the government, and they extended the debt ceiling. They could have separated the two issues, but the debt ceiling, again, it forced them to capitulate. In December, Paul Ryan was saying, you know, let's vote for the Ryan-Murray budget deal. We're going to do something with the debt ceiling. And they keep saying this over and over again. So finally it comes up, the debt ceiling, and what are they going to do with it? Nothing. They didn't even offer an amendment that would have allowed the House of Representatives to assert some priorities to do with the power to purse. I mean, they have the power to purse. This was the last piece of must-pass legislation during this Congress. I mean, they're going on a two-week vacation right now. They should just stay home for the rest of the year because they're not going to accomplish a darn thing to stop the Obama agenda.
Well, they're not going to, but, you know, we used to talk about the debt ceiling as we have to stop it because this is getting so out of control, that being the national debt. And yet now I don't hear anybody talking about that. It's only what leverage can we get from it? And that may be reality, but is that the right conversation to have?
I think it is the right conversation to have in terms of leverage and in terms of a must-pass piece of legislation. This is Congress's power of the purse. That's what it's for. You can use it to assert priorities. I mean, that's about the limit of it. It's the, but for the debt ceiling, we wouldn't have gotten even sequestration and an ability to rein in government spending back in 2011. Granted, they've rolled back a lot of the sequestration now. But, I mean, again, it all comes down to priorities. If which is a better idea, to cede the leverage on a must-pass piece of legislation so somebody can write home to their constituents that they voted against the debt ceiling? Well, they also voted against using it to any great effect. So what? You voted no. I mean, we just had the Democrats manage control the House of Representatives right now, and Obama's going to get all the borrowing he wants. Was that the outcome we intended, or could we have gotten something done with the debt ceiling? Or the continuing resolution. Why did we need to do a two-year budget deal? It's to push all these issues past the elections so that nothing controversial comes up. And Republicans think they can skate into the majority in the House and reclaim the Senate this way.
Here's host Scott Stigler talking about the repercussions the debt ceiling vote could have for Republicans come this November.
Article from Yahoo Finance written by one of their editors named Brett Logorato. He says, if there was any doubt that after the government shutdown in the last protracted battle over the debt ceiling, this cave from Republicans should make it clear the debt ceiling is no longer a legitimate political weapon. House Speaker John Boehner brought a clean debt ceiling increase to the floor for Republicans. It completes an epic swing in their positions from just 3 years ago when they first made the debt ceiling increase a major vehicle to try to force spending cuts on the president and Democrats. Consider the swing. In 2011, Boehner established the rule in his namesake called the Boehner Rule, which required a dollar in cuts for every dollar raised in the debt ceiling. In 2013, the Boehner Rule died. And in the end, even before Republican leaders conceded and said they would allow a clean hike to come to the floor, Republicans were talking about spending increases that would be attached to this bill. It got to the point last week when House leaders were considering a method called pension smoothing as a pay-for on the debt ceiling-related provisions that some Democrats were left baffled because, as a Senate Democrat aide explained, every Senate Democrat has voted for the method as a pay-for on an extension for unemployment insurance from the previous day. Every single Senate Democrat voted yesterday as a pay-for. I don't know how Boehner is pitching this to his caucus if we need to participate in a kabuki that they're really getting one over on us with something we're actually fine with in order to avoid worldwide financial calamity, then so be it, said the aide. The dismantling of the debt ceiling as a weapon goes back to the fiscal cliff fight of late 2012 when Obama said he wouldn't negotiate with the full faith and credit of the U.S. on the table. He would not normalize that negotiation. That's because that became the Democratic line, and they stuck to it. They became remarkably unified in their stance, and it largely worked in defusing the threat.
All right, we've taken care of that item. Let's get to number two on the countdown, and that's a focus on health care. And that's what you'll hear next on the continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
The 2014 Identity Fraud Report was released today by Javelin Strategy and Research with some interesting results. Al Pasquale, Senior Analyst, Security Risk and Fraud at Javelin Strategy and Research, has more.
According to the report, the number of identity fraud victims increased by 500,000 to 13.1 million U.S. consumers in 2013. That's the second highest number since the study began. Data breaches also became more damaging than ever, with one in three people who receive data breach notification letters becoming an identity fraud victim. There's encouraging news, however, as the total amount stolen decreased from $21 billion to $18 billion.
With a new incident of identity fraud occurring every 2 seconds, consumers should take simple steps to protect themselves, such as immediately reporting any suspicious activity that may be fraudulent to banks and credit card companies, enlisting professional institutions to help monitor their personal and financial information, and taking any data breach notification seriously. For more tips and information, visit idsafety.net. That's Newsbreak from Javelin Strategy and Research and Intersections.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hot Hits and Talk Radio, Doug Steffen here at number 2 this week on our countdown. The focus on health care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. Here's radio host Jimmy Cephalo talking to healthcare analyst Brian Hale about the latest changes to the mandates that had been passed for the Affordable Care Act.
Well, the Obama administration has once again delayed the employer health date mandate for some medium-sized businesses this time. The administration now says companies with 50 to 99 employees will get until January 1st, 2016 to cover employees or to face fines. This is yet another change in the rollout, the very difficult rollout of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. All right, so what does this mean if I'm employed by one of these companies?
Well, not a tremendous amount if you're employed by one of these companies. And there are a couple things to keep in mind. First of all, about 92% of all of the large employers in the United States actually provide health insurance. Mm-hmm. So when you think about how many people are going to be affected, it's probably not that many going in. But here's the thing. If you're currently working for one of these companies, you're not going to see very much of a change. What will happen over time is that companies start to express a preference for a greater preference for part-time and seasonal employees to whom they don't have to provide benefits and they can avoid penalties for failing to do so. So I think that's the real significance of all of these rules that came out yesterday.
Right, and so they will drop, theoretically, from, say, 31 hours to 29 hours to get under that mandate? Is that about the right way to put it?
Well, that's absolutely true, but there's another component to this, which is that they may take you at full time. They just employers may say, state of preference, that they only want you to work for a particular season for less than 6 months. Yes. So if they do that, then they can avoid the penalties that were announced yesterday, and I think that's pretty important. Now, you mentioned in the beginning that these penalties have been delayed, and that's absolutely true. They have been delayed for small businesses or businesses between 50 and 99 employees for one additional year, but when they do go into effect, we're going to start seeing these kinds of trends in employment, and it's going to have a larger impact on the way all of us live our lives.
Yeah. Is this more a political maneuver, or is this a practical maneuver on the part of the administration?
This one is almost entirely practical. One of the things that's very difficult to do with something that touches this many lives is to get it right and to do it right out of the gate. So what they're trying to do is phase this in by focusing on large businesses first and then move on down the ladder, if you will, to smaller and smaller sized firms. They also recognize that there's going to be a need for some transition. There's a lot of things going on, and businesses are trying to cope with not only an expanding economy and a need for more labor, but at the same time, a tremendous number of new rules associated with the Affordable Care Act. So what they wanted to do is to say, large businesses, they have the compliance departments that can really help them through this, but the smaller businesses and the medium-sized firms are going to need a little extra longer to get used to this and get ready.
Talk host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to CNBC's Larry Kudlow about a problem some employers are soon to face because of the Affordable Health Care Act.
On the front page of the Chicago Daily Tribune, it says another strong month of signups for Obamacare.
Yeah.
Who knows? Do I know? Did they pay? I have no idea. I mean, this game goes on and on. I have no idea. I can't verify it. I can't beat it up. I can only accept it for what it is, and we'll find out later.
Well, let me see if you can beat this up. This piece of fine print that the Washington Post reported, at the same time as this announcement of the employer delay for those businesses, 50 to 99 employees for another year, that employers are going to have to justify to the IRS under threat of perjury that they are not making headcount decisions based on avoidance of or opposition to Obamacare.
Right. That's really something. That's really, in fact, this whole story of the second deferment of the employer-based plans, it's an incredible story. And the IRS thing you just put out, I don't even know if that's legal or constitutional. I don't see how the government can tell a business what it can or cannot do. I don't think they have that authority. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. But what is this, the 25th, 27th, 30th change in the laws by the Imperial Healthcare Czar himself? You know, what's amazing, and I think Karl Rove had it right this morning in the paper, this thing was designed to stop a flood of pink slip cancellations that would have been announced, you know, sometime this summer or early fall by the businesses themselves, okay, by the businesses. Not, you know, 50 to 99 staffing, yeah, sure, but larger companies might have chimed in. Those guys are ready to bolt. And I think you have to see this move in totally political terms. That's the deal. And they're using this, massaging this, changing this, altering this, no inputs from Congress, only on the basis of politics. And these people, you know, a lot of these companies would not have done it because the mandates are very expensive and it costs them an arm and a leg. Everybody knows that. They were going to bolt. Everybody knows that. They were going to put their guys into the exchange or Medicaid in the case of lower paying, you know, Walmart's lower paying people. This is just pure politics. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Talk host Chad Hartman with CBS's Major Garrett about the latest sign-up number. What's the right number for Obamacare?
The White House announces that, and it's a significant number, more than 1 million people signed up for health insurance through federal and state marketplaces last month. How significant was this for the White House to say to opponents, I know it started off horrifically slow, but we are making progress. We're not to where we should be, but you can see that momentum is taking place, and also younger individuals continue to sign up.
Yeah, I mean, for the White House, in the way that this story has been covered for the past 3 or 4 months, meaning almost every single headline was about dysfunction, disarray, or delays, yesterday was, compared to those headlines, better. Solid numbers, not spectacular, but solid, and representations, at least in the aggregate numbers, that younger Americans have signed up. But like everything for the president's health care law, and I wrote about it this week in my column in National Journal, which I still do even though I work for CBS, everything about Obamacare changes and is in flux, primarily because the president changes everything,
right.
Not everything, but substantial parts of it to fit either policy needs or political needs, sometimes both. But when you get to these numbers, they are going to be gelatinous at least until March 31st and probably a lot longer after that. And by gelatinous, I mean you can look at them lots of different ways and draw lots of different conclusions. In some respects, both of them factual, depending on your particular interpretation of the law.
Yeah.
For example, you have 3.3 million people who have enrolled, but we still don't know how many people have actually paid. Payment is different than enrollment. Enrollment is the first sequence, but payment is actually securing insurance. We still don't know how many of these new enrollees have actually paid for coverage. The estimates are maybe 10 to 20% haven't yet paid. That's one factor. Another factor is we don't know how many of these people did not have insurance before. Many of these people may have enrolled switching insurance that they had to insurance they now possess, either because they've received subsidies or they like a bronze package rather than the one they previously had. We don't know. And so the great question here, are uninsured Americans benefiting from the law and therefore changing the underlying economics of insurance in the private marketplace, which has to happen to make all this work? People who were not insured have to get off the sidelines and pay money for insurance they now want to possess. We don't know those numbers. Until we know those numbers, and they're at the federal level, but they're also different at the state level, we're not going to have a really good understanding of the underlying economic vitality of the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, so that leaves us with the number one issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And as you might expect, it is what's going on with the Olympics. The Winter Games are in our focus next year.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Number one on the countdown this week, sort of expected, what you are hearing, watching, thinking about the Winter Games, how the Americans are doing, how the Russians are doing, who's at number one, that sort of thing. Here is radio host Lee Rayburn talking to financial analyst John Kiernan. Kiernan says the Games have already cost more than all the previous Winter Olympics combined.
To say the least, the Sochi Olympics look quite pricey, John.
Yeah, they certainly do, and that's both from the organizer's perspective and from the consumer's perspective. The Sochi Olympics cost around $51 billion for Russia, and that's more than the previous 21 Winter Games combined, actually. That's not the only place where the Sochi Games are kind of setting records. And Sochi is obviously kind of a semi-southern coastal town, but even though the warm temperatures are affecting a lot of the snow events that are held about 40 minutes away, on Monday, there were some issues with the snow, and they had to delay training runs and things like that. So the temperatures are obviously factoring in. If you kind of go back to the cost of setting up the games, one of the big things that people have talked about is corruption. Political leaders in Russia have alleged that about $25 to $30 billion have been lost to theft.
Wait, whoa. John, that stop for a second. $51 billion makes it more expensive than all other 21 Winter Games combined. But according to the Russian politicians themselves, as much as half, if not more, of that comes from corruption and graft.
Obviously, Putin's leadership would tell a different story, but that figure comes from someone from the opposition party, so kind of take that with a grain of salt, but it just kind of speaks to maybe the lack of transparency there is and where all this money has gone.
From our affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell talks to analyst Dr. R. Kaplan about finding permanent homes for the Olympics.
Stop moving the Winter and Summer Olympics around.
put them at permanent, secure locations in stable countries, and be done with it.
We're watching all of this continuing horror story from polluted water to anti-gay rhetoric to terrorists running around to $50 billion thrown into Sochi, and you kind of wonder, what is it doing there? In fact, every time we have an Olympics, and we're going to see this in the one in Brazil, it costs a fortune to build a city, build stadiums that only get used once, and then who knows what becomes of them. I think Montreal, which had the Olympics in 76, is just now paying off the debt from that. Why are we continuing to move these things? Why don't we come up with one single site, one for the summer, one for the winter, and, you know, make them very secure and have the facilities there and not try to rebuild at huge expense all this stuff and sometimes get into harm's way.
Well, you know, that makes sense, but probably you would never get the nations of the world to agree it because there are so many who still want to host them.
I'm sure they do, and that's wonderful. But if you look at this experience and what it costs and the fact that even the ones who say they want to host them wind up going broke, I mean, I think you'd find people for most of these Olympic events saying, boy, we're sorry we did that. We're stuck with either a bunch of stadiums we don't need or a bicycle race facility we can't use or a luge, you know, thing that nobody goes down and it costs us a fortune. It seems to me the Olympic movement ought to step in there and say, hey, we're in charge of this. We don't care what the nations of the world want. We're going to pick two places. Everybody throw their money in there. And don't you think it would just take one terrorism attack in a place like Sochi to cinch this case?
True, but it might take one terrorism attack at a so-called permanent, impermanent place to get people thinking, well, nothing is completely safe. We may as well go around the world again.
Yeah, I agree nothing's completely safe, but I think you got a better chance at safety when you have a place that you can harden, so to speak, as the security people like to say. You make it terror-proof, you really build it with every conceivable security measure laid in there. I don't know that Sochi is safe. I'm not sure Rio de Janeiro is going to turn out to be safe. But putting the athletes in harm's way, putting the spectators in harm's way, leaving it up to the local government that wins the bid, boy, I don't know. If I was sending my kid to compete in the Olympics, I'd much rather they went to at least some place where they've been planning security for 4 years and then they do it again building on that.
So the Olympic Games seem to be the most talked about item this week. All right, so let me go through for you again, recapping all of the top 10 so you have it in your head how things have shaken out this week. A trio of celebrity deaths, celebrities passing, number 10. The gay NFL prospect and other things not having to do with the Winter Games in Sports Talk Radio, number 9. Iran, number 8. Comcast Time Warner cable deal, number 7. The NSA spying lawsuit, Senator Rand Paul in the focus, number 6. Winter weather, number 5. Immigration reform, number 4. The debt ceiling issue, number 3. Obamacare, number 2. And the Winter Olympic Games, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.